You're very welcome to another edition of Laura na Páirce here on WLR. It's Tomás McCarthy here till 7 o'clock. Coming up over the next hour, McDara McDonagh from the Dungarvan Leader will preview this weekend's Munster football action as the Nóir, Rowan Moore and Shamrocks all enter the provincial arena. We'll also hear from Rowan Moore player manager Emmett O'Toole and get the views from the Brickies camp ahead of Saturday's Munster Junior Camogie final. While later in the hour, we'll hear from Ballymacarbery Munster medalists Michelle McGrath and Michelle Ryan. But first,
Conor Gleeson trying to scoop in, make room for himself, turning to his trusty right. He's having a go. He backed himself. That's a super score by Conor Gleeson. He's been threatening all through there. He's got two, but that's a super score. That's a real lift for the men from the Nóir. Great score, Conor Gleeson. Backed himself. Super score, Gary.
Great score. Great stuff by Conor. He's really leading the way up there in the forward line. He's just winning all the ball. That time he went up on it by himself and backed himself and kicked a great score from 40 yards.
Now, the fat is in the fire. 61 minutes. Where is the Conway Cup going? The Conway Cup is down in front of us. There's no ribbons on the cup because we're not sure what ribbons to put on at this stage. Ooh. Ball in the middle of the field. A big call there as the ball dropped. And Ty Tobin gives the free to the Nóir, to Jamie Byrne on the 45. Jamie's holding on to the ball, trying to work the ball inside. A chance for the Nóir. They take their shot. And the Nóir sends it over the bar there. Aaron Ryan gets the insurance point. Again, Jamie Byrne, the creator. He blows his whistle, it's all over, it's all over, and the Nóir are county champions for the 11th time. They've made it back to back. They did it in 93 and 94. Now they've done it in 21-22. Michael Ryan's men bring the Conway Cup back to the Nóir Valley this evening, into Ballymac, and in the end, probably deserving winners. It was a tight game.
So after securing back-to-back county titles 2 weeks ago, the Nóir will be on the road to Ennis on Sunday to take on Éire Óg in the Munster football quarter-final. It will be our George Corbett scored a big match here on WLR. Join our commentary team Gavin Whelan and Michelle Ryan from 1 o'clock from Cusick Park. Well, to preview a big weekend of provincial action, I'm delighted to be joined in studio by a GAA correspondent with Dungarvan Leader, McDara McDonagh. And McDara, the Nóir have reached three Munster club finals in 06, in 14 and 16 as well. Any performances spring to mind over the years?
Oh, well, 06, that was the one against Crokes, wasn't it, down in Parky Cueve or Parky Rin? Oh, gee, low scoring game if I remember rightly. Oh, they really hit that. That was one that was there. It was there for the taking, particularly that one. They were well beaten in 16, I think, but what was the one in the middle? Remind me again.
Yeah, they lost to Austin Stacks.
Again, tight. Mm. Yeah, two of them were tight, and one of them were, they were well beaten, one of them. But yeah, two of them were very tight, and gee, they went very near. And a couple of years before that, before the 06 one, Strabley went very near. Done. Was it they got a point that wasn't allowed, or was it the other guys got a wide that was given as a point? I forget particularly, but it was, you know, at that time, Waterford Club champions were well able to compete with anyways. We had Ballinacorte getting to, playing against Nemo, and they were all competing at the time. Falling back a little bit now, even though the Nóir got to the final that was a couple of years ago. But it's the club football in Waterford is probably stronger than the county team would reflect.
And I think you were in Clonakilty 6 years ago, Mac, when the Nóir beat Kirby Rangers after extra time. What do you remember out of that?
Oh, it was marvellous. Conor Gleeson. He was just outstanding. Any ball that went into him, he just won it. High, low, fast, slow, right, left, you know. That was a great win. There was a fantastic atmosphere out in the field afterwards. I remember that, and they were delighted. And it was a pity that they went down kind of rather heavily in the final, because, you know, if that happens sometimes, it takes the gloss away from a terrific performance in a semi-final, you know. And it's a shame that happened, because it was one of the great displays by Waterford Club team in Munster Club Championship.
Speaking of Conor Gleeson, Mackie came off late in the county final win over Rathgormack with a shoulder injury. I think Michael Ryan is hopeful that he will start on Sunday. How important is he to their chances of victory?
He's crucial. In a word, that's it, you know. If they don't have him, it would make their task very, very much more difficult, because what he is, he's a fantastic ball winner, and he's one of the best I've ever seen to take a low ball. He can throw himself out to the, you know, down to the left or to the right and control it and turn. He's as good to give the pass as he is to take a score. He's a tremendous footballer, you know. He's crucial to them, really. If he was missing, it'd be a major loss. Like,
What impressed you about Denier in that county final win against Stracormac, Mac?
Well, I think what they've shown all year, you know, their midfield. I'm very impressed with those lads. I remember seeing those, was it 2 years ago? And I said, geez, these guys are going to be phenomenal as a midfield pairing. And they're well on the road to that. The two of them, they're big men, they're rangy, they can cover ground. And then, you know, they're very... What they have as well is they've two great free takers. Dermot Ryan from frees from the right with his left foot, and they have Conor Gleeson. They also have, I don't know what's the story with Shane O'Mara, knows is he possibly available again? They have Jimmy Byrne covers miles of ground. The man does about three marathons in each game he plays, you know, and he's really back to his best from point of view movement, and it's fantastic to see that. I like the way they defend en masse, and Tom Barron seems to be the go to man marker now, though Thomas O'Gorman is still, I think, a little bit short of match fitness again. So you know, it's an overall performance. Maybe they haven't been fully tested. Rathcormac's forwards kind of disappointed me in the county final. I thought we'd see more from them. We didn't. So maybe they haven't been tested by a really good attacking sextet yet. And if that happens, that might be interesting to see how they cope with that.
Speaking about the attacking threat that they're going to face on Sunday, Mac, Iar Óg have Gavin Cooney, who's their star forward. Who do you think Denier will put on him?
Tom Byrne. that's it. He seems to be getting these jobs most of the time, you know, and doing well. So I mean, he's the man. If Thomas O'Gorman was there, you'd still be saying Thomas O'Gorman. Thomas O'Gorman is one of the best man markers I've ever seen in football, not to mind club football. So I'd say it's going to be Tom. Tom is probably getting used to these gigs at this stage.
You mentioned the midfield pairing, Mac, of Sean Welsh and Tallaght Gyarry. Can they dominate like they did against Rathcormac?
Well, I'd put it this way. If the Iar Óg midfield get the better of those, they're a damn good midfield pairing. You know, they're very consistent, the two lads. And as I said, you know, everything. Feeling the air. Sean caught some fantastic balls. County final, taking on marks, you know, and attacking. Both of them are very, very comfortable going on the attack. And back to link the midfield, link the defence with the midfield, with the attack. You know, so I think they have it all, really, the two. Them. The only thing is a little bit young, but they have a bit of experience now at this stage.
How confident would you be that Denier can claim another scalp in Munster on Sunday, Mac?
It'd be difficult, I think, because Iar Óg would have got a few players would have come in to join Iar Óg in the last year or two from established football clubs, maybe to play hurling with them. And so they'd have four or five clear players, and I suppose realistically Clare playing in Division 2 and holding their own in Division 2 and had a great championship as well, beating Roscommon as well. So on those grounds you'd be saying that maybe Iar Óg are the favourites. But I look, if Conor Gleeson is fully right here, and if Denier turn up, to quote the late great Tony, it could go either way.
We also have Rowan Moore and Shamrocks in Munster Championship action. They're both heading to Limerick on Saturday. Mac, looking at Shamrocks first, they will face Castlemahon at 1:15 away from home in the Junior Championship. Who stood out for them in their county final win over St Mullins?
Well, Shane Roach, Adam Crawford, very strong in the half back line. You know, they were particularly good. You had the three Hineses then, you know, they were very effective up front. It was great to see them win it, having lost four, you know. And I mean, this match has been brought forward, by the way, 24 hours, because Shamrocks are having a club function on Saturday night to commemorate their Golden Jubilee Intermediate Hurling Team 72. So it's good that this is going to be out of the way before that. And I'd say there were a lot of sighs, collective sighs of relief over Knockanore when that was brought forward. You never know with intermediate and junior. You never really know. It's hard to tell. The home advantage, you would imagine, would be a bit of advantage to Castlemahon there. But look, Shamrocks, there's no pressure off them. They can express themselves now because they've won that county final, having lost four. So you never know. But I suppose, look, Castlemahon, probably being the home team, maybe would be the slight favourites there.
And a bit of an incentive for both sides here, because the winners could possibly play a Fossa in the next round, Mac, and that would be a home game. So there's the possibility of the Cliffords coming to Friar Field in a few weeks' time.
How was the player? Would that be an incentive to be trying to mark David Clifford? Speaking of that, I spoke to Davis Cliff, his brother Paddy, at the Ulsters, and he, I just asked him, like, I said, right, he was telling me they were minding themselves because they were playing with Fossa, and I said, what's biggest for you, Fossa, East Kerry or Kerry? He said, Fossa all the way, he said, you know. Well, and at the time, they didn't think they'd even get to the final. So they're there now, and look, if David Clifford comes to town, you could nearly add 500 people, because 500 people will go in to see him playing football. It's like going in to see TJ Reid playing hurling. When you see the cream of the crop playing, you want to see them playing. So I think it would be fantastic attraction if he was coming to Fairfield. But a lot to happen before that.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And we also have Rowan Moore, Mac, who are taking on Anna Piersig from Limerick in the Munster Intermediate Quarter Final in Kilmallock at 1:15 on Saturday. What did you make of Rowan Moore in their county final win over Ballinamilla?
They were very organised or very structured, and you know, they went about their task. Billy Nolan, very effective for them. You know, Ethan Flynn got, I think he got the goals. He got one anyway, if not the two. You know, they went about their business. Nothing too flashy. I thought they were much better in winning this than they were, was it 2 years ago when they beat Shamrocks in the junior final? I thought they were far more structured now, and you know, well organised. The only thing is, the Piersig were relegated last year from senior. They've bounced straight back up, and you know, that's, I don't think they have any dual player. I don't think they have any dual player, and it's if you go through all your dual clubs, and you had a good few dual clubs this year that won. You had Naas and Kildare, you had Kilmacud in Dublin, you had the Bears in Cork, you had you know, Aero got the two finals. Not many dual players are operating for a lot of them, and I don't think the Piersig have any. I'm open to correction on that, but you know, the fact that they were senior last year, I would imagine, would imagine that there should be, it could be a bit too strong for Rowan Moore here.
And before you go, Mac, I want to ask you about the hurling last weekend, because you were in Welsh Park to see Ballygunner beat Kilruan McDonagh's. How good were the All-Ireland champions?
They were terrific, you know. Everything was there. The swarm tackling, you know, the work rate, the moving the ball from defence to attack, the movement up front, you know, and this time it was Patrick Fitzgerald. Like, you know, Kevin Mahoney gets 2-2 and still, he's not man of the match. Like, and I, you know, it's, in a way, it's not that important, that award. But Patrick, I think Patrick really came, you know, announced himself as a senior hurler last Sunday with the 1-4, and then, you know, they have different players up front who can do the action for them, and you know, you have Peter Hogan and Mikey Manny, who are just as happy to link and to give the pass, you know, as well. It's not about scoring for them, because it's a collective unit. Then they bring on four subs, and I think they score 1-2 between them. So Harry Ruddle's last touch in the Ireland final was a goal, and his first touch in the Munster Club Championship is a goal. So, you know, they're very impressive. They're very impressive. The only slight caveat I might add is that Kilruan were an injured team. They were a tired team, and maybe they were maybe they had been celebrating their county final, which they were well entitled to do, the previous Sunday. So the only concern maybe for Ballygunner is that they've won a county championship here, and they've won the first round of the Munster, and they haven't really been tested at all in any of those games. So, you know, questions will be asked of them at some stage, and if they're going to be asked, I think they'll be asked by Anna Piersig on Sunday week. That could be a dinger of a game. Whoever wins that will be in a strong position, you would imagine. But I think, I don't know that I say this to you, but if Ballygunner were to retain their All-Ireland title this year, they'd have to take on the Tip champions, as they've done. They'd have to beat the Limerick champions, the Clare or the Cork champions, then the Leinster champions, who will probably be Ballyhale, and then the Galway champions, could be St Thomas's, not a guarantee, or the Ulster champions. So it'll be arguably the greatest All-Ireland club that was ever won by any club, you know. But look, they were very, very good last Sunday, and they hit the ground running, so they have mastered this 8-week gap.
And as you mentioned, Mac, they have a hell of a test coming up on Sunday week against Na Piersig in the Gaelic grounds. Darragh Sullivan said it's like two juggernauts coming together. How do you call it?
It's very hard. I saw Na Piersig in the Limerick County final on the television, and they looked very good. But again, Kilmallock were poor, and I thought Kilmallock were slow. Kilmallock had moved Gavin O'Mahony, for example, up to full forward for a couple of years. Then he's back at centre back. Now he's not getting any quicker at his age. You know, beside him, Paddy O'Loughlin. And I thought Peter Casey had the run of the field. There was nobody marking him at all. I think he scored 7 points in play. But they have, what they have is, they have six class forwards. And you would have noticed last Sunday, a lot of those rooks and mauds, Ballygunner were coming out of that. But when you have William O'Donoghue there in around those rooks, because he's as strong as an ox, as you know, and it'll be much harder to be coming out of rooks when William O'Donoghue's there. Piercy are a very big physical team. That's a challenge Ballygunner won't have faced for a while. But it's against that. The pitch, I'm told by the lads who were there at the Limerick County Final, it's like Páirc Uí Chaoimh. It's in pristine condition. They closed it down after Limerick played their second Munster Championship game, and it was closed until the Limerick County Final. So they've done a terrific job on it, finally. It was like the Sahara Desert there on the sideline, if you remember, when you'd be looking out at Mentors. So that will help Ballygunner, I think, because Ballygunner are top of the ground team. Gee, it's a 50-50. It's a toss of a coin. Ball could hit a post and come out to one man or another man, and whoever comes out, they could swing it. I think it's a very, very hard game to call now.
McDara McDonagh, GA correspondent with the Dungarvan Leader and commentator with TG Carr. Great to have you back in studio, Mac. Thanks a million for your time this evening.
The ball goes to Peter Hogan inside the D. What's he going to do? Gets the ball across, takes a shot. Oh, into the back of the net there. Peter Hogan set it up. And the teenager, Patrick Fitzgerald, he's been on fire all day. Put that 1-3 for Patrick Fitzgerald in his first Munster Championship game. But Peter Hogan did the business setting up, and the man who finished, Patrick Fitzgerald.
Now you're hurling. Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.